Here we go. Last break of the day. Wow. Tonight will be the last night of the DNC. And
Joe Biden did it last night. They sure did that.
Oh, yeah. They did.
Yes,
they
it
did.
Was outstanding.
They did. Yes.
I got chills when Kamala Harris...
Just accepted
the nomination for vice president.
Right. Proud moment. A very proud moment. And we got to keep it going and make sure they get in November 3rd. Yes. And then there was President Barack Obama, who nailed it, as always, last night. Yeah.
And then, he kept it 100. He really did.
He kept it presidential, is what
he did.
True,
Tommy.
And that's exactly what is pushing my closing remarks, because last night when I was listening to President Obama talk, it dawned on me, and it was such a stark contrast to what we've been hearing for the past 4 years from the current person who holds the office. How convinced I am more than ever that the wrong person is there. Of course, I didn't need to hear from Barack Obama last night to know that we have the wrong president, but to see what a president really is supposed to sound like, to watch in his eloquence of speech, his use of the language, his vocabulary, his willing to heal, to say something to make people feel better. Donald Trump says nothing to make people feel better. It is amazing, man, how his supporters are. Rush Limbaugh, who quotes these things that's negative about Kamala Harris. And I'm not going to sit here and let him fire away on his radio show, and I don't fire back on my radio show. I am coming to the rescue, to the aid, and to the defense of women. You know, man, I get sick of people who feel as though they can do women any kind of way. And because this woman happens to be black, do you know on Amazon need to watch their step too. They are selling a shirt that's under the title of Trump 2020 Shirts by Kevin. Joe and the Ho, vote no 2020. Now, see, you've gone too far. You've gone entirely too far. You are calling a woman who is running from the vice, who's running to be vice president of the United States, the second highest office in the land, and you have a t-shirt out referring to her as a hoe? Nah, man. Nah. Not on my watch, Kevin, Rush Limbaugh, and anybody else. It ain't right, man. It just ain't right. You claim to be such a moral party, but you are willing to participate in any immoral act that this man allows you and does on his watch. I ain't with it, man. You know what, man? I got that everybody makes mistakes. But when there's no repentance for your mistakes, when you're willing to just do what you want to do and say what you want to do, you ain't ever got the capacity to say, I'm sorry. There's no remorse in your actions. You're paying off porno stars. You got Playboy bunnies in your house. All your friends you bought are going to jail. You're pardoning criminals. You're jumping over and controlling the Department of Justice. You're closing down mailboxes in Democratic precincts. You do whatever you want to do, and you're supposed to be the moral party. Are you serious, man? And this t-shirt has really, really pissed me off. See, I'm curious as to if you didn't call Stormy McDaniels a hoe. You didn't call the Playboy bunny touring the Trump house with Melania. You didn't call her a hoe. But now this woman runs for vice president. All of a sudden the term hoe comes up. Is this real life, man? Are you kidding me? And you can't help but make me think it's because she black. Well, let me tell you what she really is. She's highly educated. She's incredibly well-spoken. She's dignified. She's classy. And on top of all that, she's black. That's why you got the problem. That's really why you got the problem. Sometimes, man, y'all racism, man, you can't even tuck it away. You can't hide it for just a minute. We already got the T-shirts. Are you serious, man, Amazon? You got the nerve to be selling this? You know this ain't right. Take this off your platform, Amazon. We spend too much money to sit back and let you degrade this woman like that. If you don't like her policy, that's one thing. But you're not going to call this sister no hoe. That ain't what it is. Her name is Kamala Harris. Guess what? She's running for Vice President of the United States of America. That's what she is. And you're going to play with us and we're going to show you something, how serious black lives really do matter, because we're going to get her in the White House. What's she going to be then? You can say what you want to say, but she's going to end up in the White House in spite of you because of all the things you've done to us. We've survived it all. We're going to get this one too, but we're going to show you something in November. Mr. Trump and the evil side of his supporters. There's some great Republicans in this country, but the dude that wrote this shirt ain't one of them. And the dude that perpetrates it on his radio show, he ain't another one too. Now you can call me what you want to call me, but you're going to refer to that sister in more respectful terms, because she's running for the second highest office in the land. Her name is Kamala Harris. And we're going to do our part. And I'm going to show you how much black lives matter, because all these damn votes going to matter in a minute. You're going to see. Well, I promise you that.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.